Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson County, Washington. My name is Sheila Ramsey, and I'm today's host. Our show was inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. As we quickly approach the holidays, it's time to focus on a very popular tradition in our county, which is the Tri-Area Thanksgiving Dinner. And today we're speaking with Rita Hubbard, who is the general manager of this dinner, right?
That's right. I just got into this about a month ago, so.
Wow. This is how volunteerism happens, people.
Exactly. It does.
So, but you were on a committee last year or something. Did you help last year at all?
I helped at Christmas last year. I was there all day on Christmas Day, and that was just awesome.
So this year you're stepping into...
Yeah, and in the past we've played music at the Thanksgiving dinner, which is really a lot of fun. So
very nice.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what goes on at the Tri-Area Thanksgiving dinner, which is on Thanksgiving this year, which is November 23rd.
Correct.
Noon to 3.
It starts at about 4 a.m. for the chef and his staff, and they show up and they start cooking at 4 a.m. This year, we are going to be able to use the Chimicum High School or Chimicum Middle School or High School, whichever one it is, and they're to use their ovens because we need a lot of oven space. We figure we're going to have to do about 300 pounds of turkey.
Oh, my.
And along with that are green beans and mashed potatoes and rolls and dressing and gravy. So all of that stuff is...
And how many people will be eating?
Approximately 300. We figure we'll be feeding about 300 people, about 250 on the day inside, and delivered meals also.
And who supports this? Who financially supports this project?
This year, we have the Rotary Clubs of Port Townsend, the Tri-Area, East Jefferson, Port Townsend Sunrise, and the Noon Rotary are helping out. Jefferson Healthcare has donated $1,000 to us. We've received money from some banks. I've got a GoFundMe page, we've got about $500 so far, which is really great. OLECAP is holding about $500 from last year, and so we get to use that. And anything that's left over we'll use for the Christmas dinner.
So you're also having that, which is good to know. How long has this holiday meal been happening at Tri-Area?
You know, I'm not real sure. They almost lost it last year, a couple years ago, because of lack of funds, because OLECAP was doing it and funding it, and they just didn't have the money to do it. And Hadlock Building Supply picked up the slack and started it again with donations and volunteers. Tons of volunteers. We need about 80 volunteers total to get this thing going.
And if I recall when that happened with OLECAP, there was also it kind of happened at the same time where volunteers who've been doing it for 20 years aged out. And so there was this crisis of not only money, but just physical work.
That's true. Physical support. And that is so important. You know, without our volunteers in this community, we would just be a dead community. I'm telling you, it's really wonderful the way that they support this community.
And it sort of showed when it couldn't happen without the money from the community and without the hours, it happened. It just, people came together and realized, wait a minute, we want to have this Thanksgiving meal.
That's right. And the Thanksgiving meal is for anybody who wants to eat there. And it doesn't matter whether you don't have any money or if you have a lot of money. It's for people coming together on a day that they want to socialize with other people. And so you'll have families show up, you'll have friends show up and take a table and give a donation. And we do take donations at the door if anyone wants to donate, but it is a free meal. So anybody who wants to donate can, but people who are just alone on the day that just want to be around other people and celebrate Thanksgiving.
So let's talk about what sorts of jobs are available. Either preparing for the day and of the day.
Right. So
what do you need?
Preparing for the day before, I think we're going to be peeling potatoes and snapping beans. I think that's the biggest thing the day before. But on the day of, there'll be the chef and his staff will be cooking. And so we need everything from dishwashers to bussers to servers for table hosts. The table hosts stand and they, you know, bring beverages and, you know, make sure that they get pie. We just have so many duties that everybody has to do. And so right now we're really needing people from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. We're about 18 people short right now.
The servers
and table hosts and dishwashers and bussers. We need them all. It's real, and it's so much fun, and the time goes by so quickly. And then we have a whole bunch of people who have signed up to help clean up afterwards, which is really awesome. Because that's the thankless
job.
It's
kind of a blast to do this. I mean, even the night before, mm-hmm. Peeling potatoes, and that was just a great evening.
Yes. You know? Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We're laughing.
The Rotary Interact Club in Port Townsend is doing all the table settings. They're going to go and set up the tables the day before, and the Nordland Garden Club is going to supply the table decorations for each table, which is awesome.
So you need people the night before for the potatoes and the beans, right? You need
Correct.
That. And then
mm-hmm.
that day you need servers and you need bus people. Do you need help before any of that? Do you need help in the next few weeks to help build this thing?
You know what? If anybody wants to be on a committee, I would be more than happy to entertain that. And you can call me and volunteer to be on a committee. I would love that a lot because, you know, the more people that you have involved in the planning of something, you get more ideas and fun ideas and things that people can do. So it's really a lot of fun. So they're welcome to contact me, and I'll give my phone numbers here pretty shortly.
So on the one hand, this is a long tradition. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you are sort of building a new volunteer base.
Yep.
Now, so let's give your phone number now. We'll give it again later, but let's give it right now.
Okay. So if you want to contact me, I actually work at Port Townsend Paper, and that's probably the best way to get me during the day and at night because you can leave a message. And my number is 360-379-2149. That's my direct dial at the mill. So that's 360-379-2149.
And you want to do a shout out to the mill itself because they've allowed you time to do this.
Absolutely. The mill supports me in all of the things that I do because I work full time, but I'm also a Sunrise Rotarian. I am a board member of the Jefferson County Fair. I am the district chair of the Old Time Fiddlers for Jefferson County, and I'm the president of the North Olympic Fruit Club. So I have a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, I do a lot. And then, of course, with the mill, we've got the Christmas tree project coming up. So we're going to be, doing the Christmas trees. And it's just a lot of stuff that I just get myself involved in and sometimes to my husband's
chagrin.
Demise.
So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, you live a life of service, obviously. That's what you're about.
I do, and I always have.
So tell me what that's like. What's the advantage of that? What's the impact on your life and your family's life and your children's life?
Well, that's true. I don't have any children at home, but it is an impact on my life at home because, my husband isn't the type that, likes to go out and volunteer a lot. But I do. And so he's known from day one that's what I do. It's part of who I am. Since I was a kid, we always volunteered. We were always in social projects. I grew up in a family of 8 kids and we were always doing, social projects. And so it's just some part of what I do. I was on roadie board for a long time. I was the parade chair for 6 years, the grand parade chair. And it takes a lot of time. But, I've scaled back a lot. Doesn't sound like it, but I have scaled back a lot, surprisingly. But the Port Townsend Paper allows me to do a lot of the things that I need to do. And they know that it's a community thing, and that's they're part of the community. So,
what do you think the impact is to have a community that has so many volunteers that function in it, that work in it?
Like I said, without them, we just wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. And they're very generous with their money. They're very generous with their time. If they don't have money, they donate their time. And the more younger people that can get involved, the better off we're going to be because they're going to be replacing me down the road.
Exactly. Replace ourselves. So about that, how young a volunteer can come on Thanksgiving to help serve or bus or
well,
wash
as long
dishes?
As long as they haven't an adult with them, I would say anybody that's 10 years or older. And if they're, pretty
responsible
and mature, then, please. I mean, I would love to get more children involved and they would love being around the people.
So is there another way that someone can call? Do you have a second phone number?
We do. They can call the Tri-Area Center directly. And that phone number is 360-390-4014. And then you choose option 4. And Kim will take that message and she'll pass it along to us. And I'll give that number again. It's 360 390-4014, option 4. Or they can call Marianne Walters directly and leave a message for her. If she doesn't answer, please leave her a message because she's my volunteer coordinator and she has been awesome. 360-385-5264. And that's Marianne, and that's 360-385-5264.
And if push comes to shove, the number you gave for Kim is the number of the Tri-Area Center.
That is correct.
So if push comes to shove, folks, and you can't find the number or can't remember the number, call the Tri-Area Center and ask for Kim, and she'll get you where you need to be.
Well, once you call the Tri-Area Center, the recording is there, and just choose option 4.
Okay, great. Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Now, you're also doing the homebound meals, right?
We are.
Tell us about what happens there.
So
you need. You maybe need volunteers for that.
We have drivers, and so we're set there, which is really awesome, but we may need people setting up. I don't know how well that's going to go yet because I haven't done that part yet. So I'm really planning on my chef, which I'll talk about here in a second. But anyone who is homebound can call it Kim at the Tri-Area Center and get on a list to get a delivered meal. And even if you can also pick one up. If you want to take one out, you can just come and take one out to someone who is maybe homebound if you don't get that message out. So there's two options there.
You know, I delivered one year meals. A woman came to the door. She lived by herself in an apartment, and she was so grateful, and not just for the food, the thing that just brought tears in my eye. She said, "I'm so grateful to be included."
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that just was kind of overwhelming to me.
And you want to stay and you want
and have
and
dinner with her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah.
You need help with the with preparing those meals or not?
No.
No. Okay.
We should be fine there. Tim Wetherill stepped up, and he lives in Port Ludlow, I believe. I think he told me. Anyway, he is a chef of 35 years, and he is volunteering his time to chef this dinner. I was so grateful for that. His fiance is going to be helping. She's probably going to be a sous chef, and he's got friends and family coming to help with that as well. And it's just awesome. You know, the help that he's given me already of just, you know, saying, oh, yeah, we need this. We can do that. We can do this, you know, and he's just so good and so calm. And I told him, I said, I'm not the dramatic type either. So, you know, I just go with the flow. You know, if we have a problem, we'll just solve it. I'm really very
And that's
very
an amazing gift. That's, first of all, it's a pricey gift. He just volunteered, you know, a substantial amount of hours to make this thing happen.
Absolutely, because there's a lot of prep work involved.
Yeah, it's so much fun either to eat there or to serve there, either one. It's great.
Either. And volunteers that come and serve and help can also eat. I mean, if they want to have dinner, they can also have dinner.
And just to remind folks, we were also doing this again on Christmas.
Christmas Day.
Oh, it's Christmas Day.
Same
noon to 3.
Yep.
Same gig, basically, right?
Pretty much the same thing.
Same chef?
Probably, but I don't know if Tim has looked that far yet.
Right.
But I think that Elaine is probably planning on, you know, tapping him. He is such a good guy, and in service is his passion as well.
Right,
so he's really excited about this
and,
as well.
And usually, having done this work myself, you have weeks of preparation, you know, months of preparation to pull this off. So you are doing this really in a few weeks. So volunteers right now are really important.
Really important to us. And, you know, if you have the time on Thanksgiving Day, it's only going to take a few hours of your time. It really is an awesome time to do it.
It's fun.
And it's a lot of fun. As you know, you've been there.
Yeah,
you've done it many years.
It's a lot of fun. Great. Anything else you'd like to share about the dinner?
Well, we have, so far we have about 45, 50 volunteers. And I'm very grateful to you all for calling and volunteering and for answering our call whenever we did give you a call to do that. Our cooking space was a problem, and so we're trying to figure that out. We might be using turkey roasters to try and, you know, get some things done. But we also have trying to find somebody who might be willing to debone turkeys.
Deboner is needed here,
a deboner.
Folks.
QFC, I talked with them, and they are going to give us turkeys at their cost, which is awesome, because we're going to need about, I'm thinking 30 turkeys maybe or more of full turkeys. And we're thinking maybe some breasts, turkey breasts and some, you know, saddle turkeys. And so we're trying to figure that all out. And we're also taking donations still. So if anyone wants to donate, they can send a check to OLECAP directly, or they can go to I started a GoFundMe page. So it's GoFundMe Tri-Area Center Dinners. And just, you know, look that up and you'll find it, and you can go ahead and donate there. So far, we got about $500, which is not bad, you know, considering
Absolutely.
We just, it's great that people are that are donating. But GoFundMe, if you can do that, or just send a check directly to OLECAP.
Or call the Tri-Area Center. We've been speaking with Rita Hubbard of the Tri-Area Thanksgiving Dinner coming up in November, and I want to thank you very much for coming in today, and I look forward to seeing you perhaps on that day.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me over.
Everybody Can. It's a production of KPTZ.org at 91.9. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our production coordinator and today's engineer is Mike Schlitzer. I'd like to thank KPT Director of Programming, Larry Stein, and Operations Manager Kate Ingram. A special thanks to Pat Rogers, who makes sure you can hear Everybody Can on the podcast at kptz.org. I also want to thank the incredible volunteers who work many hours to bring us all eclectic music along with local news and conversation here on the North Olympic Peninsula.